Our theme tonight is the global supermarket sweepstakes. Some of you may remember the American television show, and sometimes you'll see occasional revival or, you know, a rerun on cable TV. Supermarket sweepstakes, where teams compete within a supermarket they take a shopping cart and try to fill their shopping cart up with the most goods as possible before the time is out. And the winning team is the one that got the most valuable goods thrown into the cart in the allotted time. And right now, the international stage looks very much like a global supermarket sweepstakes. Perfect example is the Germans announced they're taking their gold out of France, and voila, we see gold attacking Mali, which just happens to have rich stores of gold mines. Now, there's no place over the last week where the supermarket sweepstakes were as evident as they were in Washington, D.C., where the Democrats were celebrating the fact that they are now going to be in control of the U.S. administration for the next phase of the financial coup d'etat. You almost felt like they felt really good about having outroved Karl Rove with serious help from Mr. Global. But the Democrats have rolled the Republicans, and they're feeling their oats as the inauguration took place earlier this week. It's important to understand the context of where we are. We had QE3 in September and then numerous bank settlements, and time has passed since 2006-2008, which means statute of limitations are being passed, and that means that many of the criminal and civil liabilities that occurred for many financial institutions through the financial coup d'etat have been extinguished. What that means is the next phase can begin. And that means the reengineering of enormous amounts of land and real estate that are in the foreclosure inventories or controlled through defaulted paper, mortgage paper held, including at FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, VA, big government control of those asset positions, as well as the large financial institutions and investors. So these are positions that have been picked up at sort of minimal cost, not to mention that the cost has been refunded in many cases through the bailouts. And that doesn't include the federal lands and all the mineral rights and lease rights that the federal government also owns. And so you're talking about a huge amount of land in play through equity positions, as well as land that is controlled or influenced by federal policies and regulations. In the process of closing out these liabilities, as we talked about in the wrap-up, this increases the chances that the slow burn can continue forward and decreases the chances that we'll get another repeat of 2008. We've bailed out the institutions, and then we've extinguished a lot of their criminal and civil liability, both as corporate entities and the individuals responsible. That means we're in a position to commit to a major inflation going forward, and all the signals out of the fiscal cliff and the renegotiations of the bailouts in Europe is a commitment to corporate earnings. And you see that in the headlines this week. We saw an announcement of record money moving into equity funds. That's a real signal of faith in corporate earnings going forward. And global unemployment hits an all-time high. And that's the system continuing to centralize wealth by squeezing labor and households. Now, the Democrats, as I said, are in position to pay back their large donors, both domestic and foreign. If you look at who helped engineer this election, it's going to, whether it's financing or operations, it was coming globally. And that means significant transfers of land and real estate interests are going to be part of that payback. And of course, it means once they're privatized, the federal budget and credit can be re-engineered to make sure that enormous profits on both improvements and the increased value of that land and real estate happen. It's important to understand that traditionally the Democrats have always represented the big real estate interests, particularly the urban interests, but those, as we know, those urban interests are showing much more interest in agriculture land and rural land. Not to mention the fact that now that we're switching to supplying oil and gas domestically, the fracking opportunities and oil and gas opportunities on federal lands are lands that can be picked up in this land rush. One of the biggest traditional investors in that group is the Vatican and the endowments and networks behind the Vatican. Biden has always, I have always considered him to be a Vatican man, and no one, you can see through the inauguration, is feeling their oats more than Biden. You almost question whether the Germans were involved. The Germans, of course, announced the move of their gold out of the U.S. Now, Germany has, in essence, been a vassal state, and we've had their gold since the ending of World War II. You almost wonder, what did German intelligence do to help the Democrats win the election? Is this payback? I suspect there's a payback in it. One of the last times we saw a very dirty and very big land grab of this nature, certainly nothing is on this scale, was in the late 70s and 80s when the federal agricultural programs and central banking policy was used to pump and dump the small farmers off their land in a move that was equally criminal as the one we're watching go down. And it was very, there was real trouble then with violence. It was the time when the farmers organized the militia groups who were very much, the propaganda was very much against them. But those were basically farmers whose land was being stolen with the help of the central banking policies and the federal programs. So as I said, the rural lands are more important in this play because of the value for agriculture as well as domestic oil and gas drilling. So I suspect that the big investors have had a big hand in making sure they want more gun control, because before you're going to go in for the great American land grab, it pays to have the population disarmed, particularly when an honest application of the RICO and financial fraud statutes would stop you dead in their tracks. So it's a lot easier for the global supermarket sweepstakes to proceed if the natives are helpless to assert the rule of law. Not disconnected to this was we see the SEC chief announcing they're going to push for the Dodd-Frank and Jobs Act rules. Don't underestimate the potential of crowdfunding as part of the Jobs Act to reinflate the real estate, and I suspect that's part of the plan.